Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Australia's presence in Hollywood has been growing stronger and stronger over the years. Not only are our actors making it big time, Australian directors are making their mark too, like John Hillcoat. His latest movie, Lawless, stars Tom Hardy, Gary Oldman, and Aussies Guy Pearce, Noah Taylor, and Mia Wasikowska. It received a nearly 10-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival this year, but it's also faced some criticism over some pretty grim themes and a fair bit of blood and gore. So what do we make of it? Our film critic Ben McKechnie is here to navigate us all through it. Captain, welcome back.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Pal. Very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us. The title is a bit of a giveaway, Lawless, but it's about more than just criminals, Ben.
It is. Otherwise, you know, you might get a little bit bored and just think you'll tune out as soon as it starts up.
Yes.
But instead, what Lawless offers is it's another fight between outlaws and the law. What Lawless does, though, is it's set during the Depression era, particularly during Prohibition in America, and it follows a bunch of brothers in rural Virginia who are bootleggers. So they're making alcohol illegally and selling that on. And then Lawless depicts how. And the film is very much from their side. So the film is depicting their business operation and what they're doing versus the legal authorities who are trying to take them down. Playing the brothers is an actor called Shia LaBeouf, another guy called Tom Hardy. They're the two main brothers. And against them is Australian actor Guy Pearce, who's playing one of the nastiest screen cops you've seen in a long time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I mentioned Mia Wasikowska, another from the Aussie acting contingent. She seems to be making quite a mark in Hollywood, Ben.
Yeah, she's doing very well for herself. So she's not as prevalent in this as she has been in a couple of other films, particularly Alice in Wonderland. That's the big one that brought her to the world's attention in the last couple of years. But you're right, Mia Wasikowska, Australian. Guy Pearce, obviously John Hillcoat, the director, as you mentioned earlier. And also the screenwriter of this film is like legendary Australian musician Nick Cave, who's also written a couple of books and a couple of scripts before. And he wrote the script for a film that John Hillcoat made about 10 years ago called The Proposition, which Guy Pearce also starred in. It was this Australian Western, which for my money is a stronger film than Lawless. And the same with the film that John Hillcoat made in between, a movie called The Road, which you probably heard about. It had Viggo Mortensen in it and a young Australian actor called Cody Smit-McPhee about a father and son that were surviving in a post-apocalyptic America. And for me, the Road and The Proposition are stronger films than Lawless, but I thought Lawless had some pretty... some very strong themes that come through in the film, particularly when we're talking about the depiction of criminals on screen. And this film is one of those many films that puts criminals almost up on a pedestal and definitely wants you to support, if not cheer for, the criminals.
So what do we make of it? It got this standing ovation at Cannes, but has also had this criticism. What do you take out of it, Ben?
I can see that. I think there's very high expectations for this film, given the cast that's in it. John Hillcoat's very, very well respected. So I think some people will be let down. The acting is great, but be let down a little bit by the sort of the substance of the story. It looks fantastic, looks $1 million, and it kind of rollicks along at times, and other times gets serious. There's blasts of violence in this film that your listeners definitely need to be wary of, and some sex scenes and some language as well. But I think what people are criticizing about the movie is it does become a little bit formulaic. Like, as we've seen all this before, and it's not like Prohibition movies or anything new. There's been a TV series recently called Boardwalk Empire, which Martin Scorsese produced, that's all about Prohibition era. And there's a film called Gangster Squad that's coming later this year about the same kind of time in America. So we've seen this kind of era depicted before, and that's coming again. We've seen this kind of story before with brothers who are internally fighting against each other, and then they're fighting the law. Like, I think, given who's behind it and the kind of people that are in it, like you mentioned, Mia Wasikowska, right through to Tom Hardy, who is getting a lot of attention lately for The Dark Knight Rises and for Inception. Given who's in it, who's behind it, you kind of expect a little bit more from it, because at times it just seems to fall back into a bit routine. The brothers are fighting, the cops are actually often worse than the criminals, and you don't really know which side you're meant to be supporting at different times of the film.
But also that the outlaws are heroes, the criminals are the authority figures.
Yeah, look, I found that one of the most notable things, the standout thing about Lawless for me. So I actually made me seriously question who am I supporting and why. And the film, as I mentioned earlier, is deliberately skewing you towards a bit like the Ned Kelly mentality in Australia. Really celebrating this criminal, this outlaw, who is kind of being presented as this anti-establishment hero, but they're not. And Lawless is an example of this. Lawless doesn't actually try to hide the actions that these brothers are doing. So these characters that Shia LaBeouf and Tom Hardy are playing, they're not nice blokes. They're not. Apart from them breaking the law and creating making alcohol illegally, they also use violence and intimidation and all kind of tactics to continue to break the law. So as a viewer and as a Christian, I was pretty troubled, actually, by where am I meant to stand with this? Who am I meant to stand with? And particularly when the authority figure, which is represented all the way through the film with Guy Pearce, who is just this, oh my goodness, he's just this sinister, sadistic cop who clearly is a scumbag. He's just, that's what he's represented as, a scumbag. You just can't side with this guy. You can't support him. So in a film like that, who do you actually go with? Really made me think about it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. For people with Christian faith, how do we think through mainstream movies like this one, get some perspective? After watching them, there's the saying that what you feed yourself with is often reflected in your own life.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm praying that people come out of Lawless and they don't go off and become bootleggers and start running illegal moonshine across the border. I hope that's not the case. But I'm with you about this perspective and questioning. I think that's the starting point. So I'm not actually telling people. I'm not necessarily saying don't go see Lawless. I think there'd be listeners of your show that would have seen a similar material and believe that they can handle it. And I think it comes down to individual sensitivities as far as that goes. But the content, and as we tend to talk about whenever we discuss movies, when you think about the content of a film and think about the messages portraying, and if you're a Christian, I would go back to the Bible. I would go back to go back to 1 Peter, go back to that letter and see how that film talks about how you're meant to be set apart from society and yet you're still meant to be under authority. So if you think through what that letter is saying, because you are a follower of Christ, because you believe in what Christ did and what Christ said and what he represents and how he lived and calls people to live, if you believe in all of that, if you actually subscribe to that, then in contrast to Lawless, you will give authority its due. But when authority is out of step with what God wants, then, of course, you're not called to place authority figures above God. Yeah. And I think Lawless definitely depicts a situation where those who think they're outside the law just think that because they believe they're their own gods, effectively. They're just making up the rules as they go along.
Yeah. Flowing on from this a bit, there are some biblically-based movies coming out, like Noah, starring Russell Crowe. Is that going to be a good thing, do you think?
Who expected a movie about Noah,
totally,
for one,
totally,
and Russell Crowe's going to be in it? But also, Anthony Hopkins is starring, and I think he's playing Noah's dad. It's being directed by a guy called Darren Aronofsky. He made The Fighter. He made The Wrestler. He made Requiem for a Dream. He's a powerhouse director, yeah. Darren Aronofsky. Mm. So it could be big, and it could be effective and important. So as much as I'm kind of chuckling about the idea of, Russell Crowe building an ark and putting all the animals on it, I'm actually not just intrigued. I think this could be an amazing thing. Now, I don't actually know how it's being handled. I don't know if it's going to be a straight telling of the story. I don't know if they're trying to revise it. I don't know if they're trying to have a go at it. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell from, there's not much online at the moment about it. It is being written by the bloke who wrote Gladiator, so he's previously worked with Russell Crowe before, and he can write an epic. But getting back to your question, I actually think it's encouraging.
I think it's interesting that these stories can still attract a project like a mainstream movie and an audience, understandably. In Western societies, they're often drifting further and further away from anything to do with the Bible.
Yeah, look, very, very true. And as we've discussed with Lawless, it is as the title suggests, and it is very fascinating to sit and think about what happens in a society where people try to sit outside the law. In contrast to that, you're right. Seeing something like Noah, now if that is presented faithfully to the Bible And if that goes into the reasons behind the flood and the reasons that God, why God brought that flood and then why he promised afterwards never to do that again, if they actually can present that on screen, like, it would be incredible to see the reaction to that of what people, how people respond to that. And I'm with you, I think it does point to the continued need for all people to go back to God. And the fact that we're all clamoring for God in different ways, we often just obscure it however we can, but the fact that there's films being made about the Bible when it's often so decried, the Bible, it's often so mocked and jeered and pushed aside, and yet something as big as Hollywood can continue to make stories from it, and one like Noah so directly from it, if this is a faithful telling, I don't know if it would be as big as The Passion of the Christ. This will send ripple effects, and it will create avenues for discussion with Christians among their non-Christian friends as they wouldn't have had before.
It'll be worthy of a great chat when Noah lobs. Ben McKechnie, as always, thank you so much.
Mate, my pleasure. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.